Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I really want to talk to Taylor fans today on the show, and particularly if you're one of the fans who was with me here on the programme last year and you didn't, you weren't able, you were like me, you couldn't get tickets in the queue for Taylor Swift at the Aviva Stadium at the end of June. Columnist at the Sunday Times and Daily Mail, Brenda Power, is on the line. Brenda, are you a big Taylor fan?
Well, kind of by default, Andrew, because I have three Taylor fans living in the house. So anytime I get in the car, I'm afraid I have to listen. Happily.
Under duress, then.
to our albums. So, yes, I've been a Taylor fan for quite some time. So luckily, they, after many hours spent sweating over a hot laptop, did manage to get tickets.
Good.
For June, so, or the end of the month.
Well,
so,
they were lucky. And
I was dragged along to see her the last time she was here. And in fairness, she does put on an incredible show. Apparently, this is like 4 hours long or three or four hours long.
I heard it was over three all right in Lisbon.
Yeah.
Has Mannix a point?
Totally. He completely does. They are absolutely missing a trick. I mean, when you see what Liverpool did, as I say, they sort of coordinated events with cinemas, with universities, they had lectures, they had restaurants and bars doing Taylor Swift themed evenings. It cost them apparently £65,000 to promote this. They reckon it generated millions in excess revenue for the city. And as Mannix was pointing out, we can claim, Dublin can claim to be the home of the original Swiftie, of course, Jonathan Swift.
Yeah. Tie it in.
No doubt, a great, 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 whatever, grandfather of Taylor's. And I mean, we definitely had more of a claim on her than Liverpool did. I do think, I mean, given the fact that you'll have 150,000 people coming here for those three concerts over the 3 days, whatever it is, I mean, that's a huge revenue source. They will, of course, be spending money and they'll be staying, and apparently they'll be fleeced in hotels. But I mean, they could have organised extra events. Some of these people will be going to two shows if they can, so they'll be hanging around for a day or two when they would have happily, I would imagine, have attended some events. And there's nothing.
Yeah. Why do you think they're holding back?
I don't know. I think maybe they're just not tuned into the whole Taylor mania. I suppose. They mustn't. They just didn't get it. But I mean, and they could still. I would think they could have done a little bit of branding even in the next couple of weeks when this was pointed out to them. But they said, "Oh no, they've enough going on already. Thanks very much." So I'm afraid Taylor fans are getting the cold shoulder from Dublin City Council, frankly.
Yeah, well, one of those Taylor fans you're talking about, a Spin presenter Jess Spencer, is with me here in studio, Brenda, as well, because you're a huge Swiftie, Jess. Like, would you and your friends go to these gigs or Fan Zone even before the event, the concert?
Like, she had an installation in LA before she released her latest album, The Torture Post Department, and a part of me was going, can I afford to fly over to LA just to have a look and see what's going on? You know, I think fans really want to engage differently with music more than just listening to the album. Like, we're used to having access to artists online now, and people just want to go deeper with connecting with the music that they're enjoying and experience different things with each other. Whether it's like going to exercise classes where it's Taylor Swift songs, or club nights with Taylor Swift songs. So if something is put on, there's going to be a demand for it. So many people aren't able to get tickets for the concert. Yeah. So they're going to look for other ways to just have fun with other Swifties.
But it seems like such a no-brainer. I mean, financially, if somebody even as a private enterprise were to do this, there's money to be made.
Yeah, I don't understand why someone hasn't thought of it till now. Because when you point it out, it seems really obvious. Why aren't we doing something like this? But you have to have a bit of foresight to have it. And maybe just nobody involved had the foresight.
We need more Swifties in the council, Brenda.
So, yes, I think so. Or maybe they need to listen to their teenage daughters a little bit more closely.
So even just something as simple, Jess, as a Fan Zone, like, is that what we're talking about? Or do the genuine Swiftie fans want something more informative than that?
I think anything that is put on, people are going to be interested in it. Like, you look at with Eurovision, they have the Eurovision Fan Zones, wherever it's on, whatever country it goes to every year. There's nightclubs on, and there's just all these different ways that you can engage with. So if you even had an area where you said, oh, Swifties are going to be able to hang out here, people will go and they'll trade their friendship bracelets and they'll chat with each other and they'll talk about, oh, what concert or what outfit are you wearing for the concert? And maybe they might try and make the concert outfits there and help each other and sew. And just give people a place to actually go and talk this. You know.
What about you, Sharon? Sharon is with us on the line today. Sharon, why did you get in touch?
I have my son-in-law sitting here with me in the car and my granddaughter, and I've just collected them from Dublin Airport after a trip, a fabulous once-in-a-lifetime trip to Lyon to see Taylor Swift live.
Oh,
over
hi.
To you guys. There you go.
Brilliant.
My son won a competition in order to be able to bring his daughter to to see Taylor Swift, because he couldn't get tickets for Ireland.
Yeah.
So he thought, right, the next best thing to be would be to enter a competition. And let me tell you, Andrea, the boy got a tramp stamp in order to win this competition. Go ahead, Kieran, explain what that was.
Yeah, so our local radio station, B102-103.
Oh, yes.
Tat for Taylor. And I was the lucky or unlucky winner, depending. I ended up getting her signature tattooed on my lower back. So we're just back from three nights in Lyon with VIP access to.
Oh wow! Absolutely.
Lauren, tell him, Andrea, what it was like for you to go to France with your daddy.
It was really fun. Like, I've always wanted to go to France, so France was really fun. And then the Eras tour was obviously the Eras tour. Like, trading bracelets. Like, I traded bracelets with somebody from Nashville and people from different parts of France and.
Yeah, just an amazing trip overall.
Yeah, because there was like loads of people there from different countries. It wasn't just people from France at the Eras tour.
Brilliant.
And the other thing too, Andrea, was not only is her dad super talented in getting a tattoo on his back and everything, but he actually made her costume because
he did
of
not.
The, he did.
Yeah, I was, because Taylor Swift is such an enigma, there's all these elements to her. That one of the things was that people went dressed different eras, apparently. So we settled on the Reputation era, which led to me putting newspaper and glittery snakes all over a skirt and a top and the whole shebang. So we went full pelt.
Well, you fair play. I still can't get over the fact that you actually got a tattoo of Taylor Swift.
I'll send you a picture, Andrea.
Please do. That is absolutely, absolutely incredible. But that's the kind of thing, Jess, you're talking about, isn't it? You know, that Lauren explained there, like that sort of zone where fans can meet up and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like there's so much more to it than just a concert. Like some artists, they come to town and then it's over in a night. But then with Taylor Swift, it's this whole big thing. It's the lead up to it. It's what are you going to wear? Are you going to wear the cowboy boots? Are you going to wear something comfy for your feet if you're standing? Are you going to dress as one of the eras? Are you going to dress as Taylor Swift? The friendship bracelets. There's so much more to it.
So much buy-in. Thanks a million, Sharon, for getting in touch. That's an absolutely brilliant story. We've Harry on the line. Harry Doyle is the Liverpool's cabinet member for culture. Harry, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. I believe Liverpool has just pulled out all the stops ahead of Taylor Swift's arrival.
Well, first of all, hi everyone. Thanks for having me. Mm. Yeah, no, listen, we love Taylor Swift. And I'm a Swiftie myself, so I'm definitely more 1989 sort of Swift era myself. But we just want people to have a fantastic time in Liverpool and, you know, just listening in then to some of your guests. And, you know, that's exactly the excitement that Taylor Swift brings to the city. And everywhere she goes, she's got this legion of fans just, you know, following her as well and from all over the world. And so, why not tap into, you know, that excitement and help build that, you know, that fantastic atmosphere in the city. And so in Liverpool, we've got the art exhibitions and installations dotted around the city centre. And they're all focused based on the 11 eras, so the 11 albums from Taylor Swift, all the way from Taylor Swift, the original, to the most recent one, obviously the Tortured Poets Department. So lots of sort of Instagrammable moments and TikTok moments for people to experience and explore. Obviously, that's great for business as well, local businesses. And it's also great for the city brand. People talk about Liverpool, and they have been talking about Liverpool. You're talking about Liverpool. We were on the Today Show in the US just because we built this excitement. And so, you know, you can't put a figure on.
Sure,
on
must the be the cheapest PR campaign that Liverpool has ever run, Harry.
It really has. I mean, this isn't our event, of course. Taylor is playing at Anfield Stadium, so it's Liverpool's football club that have obviously arranged the concert. We've spent £65,000 on the art installation trail, which, of course, is fantastic for local artists. So there's 12 local artists to have been involved in the creation of these installations. So it's supported their jobs and livelihoods as well, being able to obviously show their talent. But, you know, the 65K, and it literally, this story has gone across the world. Yeah. And, you know, everyone is from Liverpool. And, you know, we're really excited for Taylor Town. And excited for people to come experience the city and obviously, hopefully, want to return as well.
But sure, look at the PR, Brenda, Dublin's missing out on.
Oh, well, listen, I love Dublin. And I mean, I'm not just saying that. I come to Dublin all the time. I'm a Doyle, so you probably get that. But absolutely, I think, listen, there's a lot that can be done now in the short amount of time, whether that's, you know, some installations or some murals. Or even, you know, you mentioned the private sector before. Actually, there's a lot of things going on in the city that we've had no direct involvement with, but we've said to our businesses, particularly, you know, building on what we did last year with Eurovision, you know, we give them the framework. We say to them, you know, Taylor Swift is coming to the city for 3 nights.
Let's
it's going to be
capitalize on this, yeah.
Exactly.
Brenda Powers is still with us on the line as well. Brenda, they must be kicking themselves in the city council about this.
Well, you'd hope they are. You'd hope they are, because they really should be. From what your guest is saying there, it sounds as though for a minimal investment, they had the potential to have huge rewards. And as I say, you know, the Jonathan Swift connection, apparently he brings tens of thousands of visitors to Dublin every year, was there to be absolutely utilised. And they just seem to have missed a trick completely. And I mean, you know, Americans and their love of their Irish heritage, I'm sure Taylor would be absolutely delighted to discover that she'd an illustrious ancestor in Dublin.
It's the most Irish thing in the world, isn't it, with the claim?
Like,
it's just Irish.
And we missed the opportunity.
Yeah.
We missed the opportunity.
Alice is on the line. Alice is from the Alternative Experiences. She's a co-organiser of the Swift Fan Festival. So, Alice, there is at least something happening in Dublin.
Yeah, listen, as you said, like, there's just nothing going on with the City Council or anything. So we decided to run some of our own. We obviously saw the friendship bracelets and how popular they were and that everyone's, you know, trading those. And we were like, why not run some of those ourselves? So we've got a few of those, and there's loads of people that come on their own and they make friends with other people. Like half of our guests are come on their own, you know. So it's a great way to make friends as well. We've got some other events like drinking, painting, Taylor Swift, stuff like that. And we're going to play like the Eras Tour set list so everyone can get excited. But yeah, it's kind of just a way to make friends. But yeah.
What's the age profile, Alice?
It kind of depends. Most of our events are over 18. We've got a non-alcoholic venue called This Must Be The Place. So, you know, if you're not into the drinking or whatever, you can come up there. We're doing some in the Grand Social in Grawbar. Grand Social are actually doing some of their own Swiftageddon events as well. And we've made kind of a base. We've made a website. So it's the swiftfanfestdublin.squarespace.com. So you can kind of have a base for all the events there.
Brilliant. So you guys saw a gap in the market.
Yeah, look, like, as I said, there's 150,000 people coming to Dublin.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going to be here for a week or so before or after, like, people who travel up. So, yeah, there's a huge buzz going on.
The texter here, Jess, says there's a great offering from a group called, is it Swiftageddon? Taylor Swift songs all night long, friendship bracelets as well. Majorly encouraged.
Yeah, Swiftageddon is a huge one. It's actually the only non-organised by Taylor Swift event that she's retweeted. So, you know, she herself knows about Swiftageddon, and it's a huge event over in London, and it's been brought to Dublin now for the month of June.
Did you know about this, Jess?
Swiftageddon?
Yeah.
I actually have a couple of friends who had their hen parties at Swiftageddon.
Sure, yeah. This is the thing. Like, there's huge buy-in around this, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just people love Taylor Swift and they just want to do whatever has Taylor Swift written on it. Like, I'd say if you put the name Taylor Swift on a tree, people would go just have a look.
Yeah, there you go. Megan is on the line as well. Megan, I believe you didn't get tickets to the gig in the Aviva, but you would come to Dublin now if there was something organised.
Depending on the circumstances, yes, I would, because I've got a cousin who actually was lucky enough to get a ticket. He's going to it, but I know a good few of my friends haven't got tickets. And it'd be just something for us to all go together. And I was just thinking from your research you called me this morning, like, if you think of Six Nations, like All Ireland, this seems like an All Ireland for a lot of people going to the concert. You think of all the events that's up around us, the buzz that's going on online about it. It'd be just nice to all of us gather together. It's just even have the Eras concert on Disney Plus and have it on in the background, swapping bracelets and just singing.
Why not? So you tried to get the ticket, sorry, but you couldn't, Megan. Is that what you said?
No, I was 10,000 in the queue. I was never getting one.
Yeah, you were like myself, yeah. They flew, yeah. They absolutely sold out in no time, didn't they?
Oh, they were gone. Like, the cousin who got the ticket, he actually had the album pre-sale, so he got it 2 days beforehand.
Mm.
And I asked him how he got it, and he was that happy. Because anyone I know who's got the ticket, they got it from the album, not the code that we all got.
Were you trying to get them for yourself or for somebody in the family?
I was getting them for myself and my sister and then one of my best friends, but no luck.
No luck.
And there's been no resale or anything. But I was just like, if on the off chance, if you went up, be like All Ireland Sunday, you take a chance, you might find someone who's got a spare ticket.
Like, and that's, yeah. And if there was some sort of fan zone or some sort of a Taylor Swift area, you definitely go along. And enjoy that. Yeah.
And okay. It'd be brilliant. Like, I mean, it'd be something positive for Dublin. Like, considering the media that they've had over the last few months, this would be something positive. It's a positive experience for everyone. It's something fun. All ages can go to it. And if it's ran correctly, it'd be such a big promotional thing for Dublin itself.
What about you, Robbie? Robbie is on the line as well. Why did you get in touch, Robbie?
Well, I've got three of them going to the concert and they have me heart broke, Andrea, honestly.
Why?
Because as that man was talking about, one of my daughters, Roisin, keeps explaining to me that she's changing her clothing for the concert. It's different from the other concerts and she's changing the set list and all this. And I'm sitting there kind of going, don't care. You know, and like, I mean, if I said to you right now that I had these three tickets to go on sale, which they're not, I would say your phone lines would explode.
Oh, should they? Absolutely. I know. People think I have a box of them here under the desk. People asking me for them. Like, she couldn't even get one myself.
You can't even get one. Like, I mean, the girl's friends would be gone to the concert in a heartbeat if they could get tickets. But that thing you were saying is because I just see it from the disappointment with the other girls who didn't get tickets to go to the gig. I mean, they would be all over some sort of event to go to it, you know, just to feel the atmosphere and be a part of what's going on because... I mean, she could have sold out 5 nights. Let's be honest here about it. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's done two, is it?
It's three. She's three nights in the Aviva. Yeah.
She could have sold out 5. To be honest, like, you know. And there's so many people out there who would love to go see her. My girls got lucky. Believe me, today that they got the tickets when the three of them are hounding the laptops, the phones at home with all the pre-sales and the pre-booking thing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
The pre-codes or something, all that. They got that. Well, let's just say I got a loud phone call when they got the tickets.
Did they?
Let's just put it like that.
Yeah, and I'd say a hefty bill as well.
Oh, gee, yeah, well, look, that's what that is for.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Sure, listen.
You know, but, yeah, they're going to have a ball, but yeah, I mean, if they could bring it all in together as one big thing with the buzz of people going to the gigs, coming back from the gigs, and then everybody kind of meeting up as one, I think it's something they should be doing, you know?
Is it too late, Brenda, for Dublin City Council? Or like, is there still time? She's not here for another, what, 3.5, 4 weeks? It's the end of the month.
I would say that they could easily get their act together and organise something for the next in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I can't see why they couldn't. I mean, it shouldn't, it could be reasonably, do you know what I mean? Kind of, I suppose, on the hoof. Do you know, I mean, I'd say there would be a lot of buy-in from restaurants and bars. And as your guests were saying there's loads of people who didn't get tickets. But if there was a good buzz around Dublin, they'd probably come up and try and get involved if there were sort of peripheral events to attend. I can't see why they couldn't organise something at short notice.
There you go. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Should we have some kind of a Taylor Swift extravaganza in Dublin City Centre ahead of the concert?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.